Blog Talk Radio.
I know that they're in limited supply, but do you have a N95 mask that we could give to Malka? She's going to go stay over there with Donisha, because Donisha can't, like, get off the bed or anything. Like, she's that tired. And,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Father, thank you for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for allowing us to reach another Shabbat, Father, for strengthening us through the week, Father. We ask, Father, that you forgive us for our sins and that you hear our prayer. Father, once again, thank you for giving us this breath of life, Father, giving us your spirit once again, rising us up, keeping us above ground, Father, in the land of the living. Father, we ask that you heal our sister, Donisha, heal her according to your will, Father. Bring her through whole and complete, Father. And anybody who's hurting physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, Father, you heal them. Any issues, any problems, heal them, Father. Soften our hearts, Father. Make us more pliable for you, Father. Something that you can work with, Father. Continue to break up that stony heart that we have. Father, thank you for strengthening us through this week, for giving us the opportunity and the strength to overcome these obstacles, giving us the opportunity to learn more about you, Father, giving us the opportunity to rely more on you, Father. I pray that we don't let these opportunities go to the wayside, Father, that we inch a little more closer to you, Father. Father, thank you for keeping us well, Father, keeping us employed, keeping us out of harm's way, Father. Who knows what tomorrow will bring, Father, but as long as we got you, we're fine. Allow us to continue to rely on you, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to open our minds to your word, continue to turn us into the men, the women, the sons, and the daughters that you so desire, Father. In Yahushua's name, we pray, giving you praise, glory, and honor. Blessed are you, Yahweh. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shalom, family. It's your brother, Dave Well. And welcome once again to Magnify HaTorah, Make It Honor. So, Abba gave me a thought this week, earlier this week. And it was just one thought, and the thought was, why is it that we live the way we live and suffer the way we suffer? And, you know, and then he answered it for me. You know, it can be all, we can, the answer to any of these questions is because we don't listen to his word. We're disobedient children. We're hard-headed. That's the general answer. But then he has very specific things that he put within his Torah to show us specifically, you know, and what our disobedience would grant us. You know. But that was the thing, you know, I was sitting up there, you know, why is it that there's hashtags, these all of a sudden you got a hashtag for everything. Black Lives Matter, and this hashtag for, you know, stop the violence, and hashtag for this, that, and another. It's hashtags for everything, you know. But he showed me if we were to listen to his Torah, we wouldn't even have an issue with these hashtags. It wouldn't be a hashtag stop the violence. It wouldn't be a hashtag for stop snitching. Hashtag this, that, and another. You know, because when we obey in his word, there's no need for all that. We fall under his protection. And, you know, he gave me that thought, and then that was it. So I'm waiting for him to expound on it, really expound on it. And the next thought he gave me was, just read. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to read Devarim chapters 13, 14, and 15. And, you know, and I've read them. I sat back and I read them. And then I listened to my brother last night. And I realized why he wanted me to read these chapters. Because if you hear the message, he basically let my brother do the heavy lifting. You know. Because my brother spoke on a lot of stuff. My brother Ariel last night spoke on a lot of different things. Adultery and you know, he got on the nine-branch menorah and how we're not keeping these feasts in the court of Yahweh and how we're doing our own thing and this, that, and another. And when we read Devarim 13, 14, and 15, it's going to echo those same sentiments. You know, because this is Moshe's last speech to Yisrael. But he told them what would befall them. You know, and there's very specific stuff that he talks about and says that what will happen to us for not obeying his voice. So let's get into it. We'll start in Deuteronomy chapter 13, starting at verse 1. I hope everybody can hear me clearly. If you can, just send a shout out. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 13, starting at verse 1, and it reads, "If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams," Todaki. It says, "If there arise," Deuteronomy 13:1, "If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh, your mighty one, proveth you to know whether you love Yahweh, your mighty one, with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh, your mighty one, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him, and cleave unto him, and that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death. So number one, even if a man comes and tells you something that comes to pass, this, that, and another, okay, let's serve someone outside of Yahweh, you're supposed to kill him. First of all, you ain't supposed to listen to him. That's the first thing it says. Because before all those things happened, first thing he said, you shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet. That's back in verse 3. Don't listen to him. But what we got? Black folks listening to everything. Israel listening to everything. Every opinion that pops up. Every word, and hang on to every word of everybody outside of Yahweh. Nobody is quoting Yahweh. Nobody. How come nobody is quoting the creator of everything? They can tell you everything that Fauci said and Dr. Sebi said and this, that, all these idols, all these gods, all these men that they hold in reverence. But nobody can tell you what Yahweh said. Verse 5, it says, and that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from Yahweh. That's the reason why he did it. He has spoken to turn you away from Yahweh, your mighty one, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way, which Yahweh, your mighty one, commanded thee to walk in. So you shall put the evil away from the midst of thee. And that's one of the things that see, why you got so much going on? Hashtag stop snitching. Hashtag this, that, and another. Nobody wants to put the evil away from the midst of them. They want to cover up the killers. They want to cover up the people who are bringing the community down and then complain about it. I just looked at an interview not that long ago. It was a throwback interview from one of these battle rappers called Sue Surf. And he was echoing the sentiments of another Crip, because he's a Crip, and another one of them Crips that was on Vlad TV. And Vlad was basically asking him, he was like, man, look, if you get shot, would you call the police? He's like, no. So if your mother gets shot, would you call the police? No. Well, if your daughter gets shot, would you call the police? No. And every time that he asked him dealing with the police, he was like, no, because it's not the police business. And then you got this other guy, he's Sue Surf, comes on and echoes the same thing. He said the only person that's supposed to be telling is civilians. Because we live by this code that we just that another yada yada, all this old foolishness, but then want to complain about crime in the community. And truth be told, they be the main ones telling. As soon as something don't go wrong, they telling. But Yahweh said, put the evil away from the midst of thee. And also, think about what else we was talking about. Our thoughts, the thought patterns, this, that, and another. Work on these things. When those things enter into your mind, put the evil out of the midst of you. Remember, our brother was talking about rededicating this temple. So if you're rededicating this temple, what you got to do? Make sure that outer court is spotless. Getting it together. Make sure that brazen altar, get it nice and hot for that whole burnt altar. The whole burnt offering, get it ready. When you go inside the inner sanctuary, make sure that menorah shining. Make sure your showbread ready. Make sure that altar incense burning so you can enter within the Holy of Holies correctly. Going before the mercy seat. So he says, put away the evil away, so shall you put the evil away from the midst of thee. Verse 6, if thy brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, which is thine own soul, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, you nor your fathers, namely of the gods of the people which are round about you, near unto thee, or far away. And that's exactly what you see black folks worshiping. Everybody from, you got black folks from Christianity to Catholicism, and you just get the West African religions. You got Viking black folks. You got the witchcraft black folks. You got the Hindus. You got the, Buddhists. From the far east to the far west, you got a God, we worshiping it. We're caught up in everything to the point where something, I don't worship a God, I worship the universe. Well, guess what? The universe, and I read something, somebody read something on what's the name on Facebook. Very good point. And the people not thinking about this. He said, you pray into the universe is a creation, not the creator. So therefore, you're doing nothing but idolatry. You're worshiping something that Yahweh made. No different than, you might as well worship that bird that Paul was talking about. He made the creator, they made the creator into all four-footed beasts and this, that, and other. What's the difference? You just gave it another name. That's all you did. And then try to justify it. He said, verse 7, namely of the gods of the people which were round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth, thou shalt not consult unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eyes pity him, neither shall you spare him, neither shall you conceal him. But guess what we got going on in our communities? All that. We pitying them. We listening to them. We sparing them. We hiding them. And we wonder why Yahweh has a problem. It says, but you shall surely kill him. Verse 9. But you shall surely kill him. Thy hand shall be first upon him to put him to death. And afterwards, the hand of the people. So, not just you. Everybody has to be in consent with this. When you are trying to turn the hearts and the minds of the people to other gods. And how do we do that nowadays? We kill that spirit. We kill those thoughts. Because we can't physically kill people. But we can kill that spirit and we can kill that thought. Verse 10. And thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die, because he have sought, second time he says this, and thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die, because he has sought to thrust thee away from Yahweh, your mighty one, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And Yisrael shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. If you shall hear, say in one of thy cities, which Yahweh your mighty one has given thee to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known. Then shall you inquire and make search and ask diligently. And behold, if it be true and a thing certain that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. Plain and simple. Don't matter where you at. Don't matter where you at. If he heard in another city that Yahweh, that people are trying to drop it, he said you cut the city down, the cattle and everything. He says in verse 16, and thou shalt gather all the spoil of it in the midst of the city thereof, and shall burn with fire. And shall burn it with fire, the city and all the spoil thereof, every whit, for Yahweh your mighty one, and it shall be in heat forever. It shall not be built again. And there shall cleave not of the cursed thing to thy hand. And there shall cleave not of the cursed thing to thy hand, that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee, as he has sworn unto your fathers. When you shall hearken to the voice of Yahweh your mighty one, to keep all his commandments, which I command thee this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh, your mighty one. Moving to chapter 14, verse 1, and it reads, you are the children of Yahweh, your mighty one. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh, your mighty one. And Yahweh hath chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which you shall eat: the ox and the sheep and the goat, the hart and the roebuck, and the fallow deer and the wild goat, and the pygarg and the wild ox, chamois, and every beast that parteth the hoof and cleaveth the cleft into two claws, and cheweth the curd, among the beasts that you shall eat. Nevertheless, these you shall eat of them that chew the curd, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as the camel, and the hare, and the coney. For they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof. Therefore they are unclean unto you. And the swine, because it divides the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. These ye shall eat of all that are in the waters, all that have fins and scales shall ye eat. And whatsoever have not fins and scales, you may not eat. It is unclean unto you. Of all clean birds you shall eat, but these are they of which ye shall not eat: the eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey, and the gladii, and the kite, and the vulture after his kind, and every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the nighthawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, the little owl, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gear eagle, and the cormorant, and the stork, and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat. And every creeping thing that flieth is unclean unto you. They shall not be eaten. But the clean fowls you may eat. Now, we already know our diet consists of everything, especially that swine. If you grew up in the country, you didn't eat possum, you didn't eat rabbit, you know, all the things that I would say don't eat, we didn't eat. You know, our diet. And we wonder what's the matter with us, why we can't escape that high blood pressure and them diabetes and them heart disease and XYZ and all these other different things. Verse 21. It says, you shall not eat anything that dieth of itself. Thou shalt give it unto the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it, or may sell it unto an alien. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh, your mighty one. Thou shalt not deceive a kid in his mother's milk. You shall truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. And you shall eat before Yahweh, your mighty one, in the place which you shall choose, which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of thy corn, and of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the firstling of thy herds, and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahweh, your mighty one, always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far for thee, too far from thee, which Yahweh, your mighty one, shall choose to set his name there, then Yahweh, your mighty one, hath blessed thee. When Yahweh, your mighty one, has blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money, and bind up the money in thy hand, and shall go unto the place which Yahweh, thy mighty one, shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatever thy soul desires. And thou shalt eat there before Yahweh, your mighty one, and thou shalt rejoice, you and your household. And the Levite that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. So, look, I need y'all to come before me. I need y'all to bring food before me, the tithe of y'all increase. I need y'all to come before me, and I need y'all to eat. If the journey is too far, turn that tithe into money. And when you get where you're going, whatever you feel like buying, buy it. But when you get here, don't you forget about this Levite. Don't forget about your brothers that don't have, which happens a whole lot. We are some selfish folks. you know, especially those who quote unquote made it out the ghetto, made it out the hood. A lot of times they don't even want to tell you where they're from. And just forget everybody else. But Yahweh said, don't forget your brother who don't have nothing. He says, verse 27 again, and the Levite that is within thy gate, thou shalt not forsake him, for he has no part nor inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thy increase the same year, and shall lay it up within thy gates. And the Levite, because he has no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahweh, your mighty one, may bless you in all the work of your hands, which you do. So it's not that you just feeding the brothers. Yahweh wants to give you a blessing, but here's the stipulation. Feed your brothers, I'm going to bless your hand. Feed this homeless woman, or the stranger, the fatherless, the widow. Do right by them, I'm going to bless your hand. I'm going to do it. But again, how can we do that when we ain't listening? We ain't listening to do that. You know, one of the prophets talk about how a man saves up money. He puts the money in bags with holes in it. You know, Yahushua talks about he gave that parable about the man storing up all this stuff within these barns, and he looked at all the stuff he got, and he said, I got to build bigger barns. And then he dies. Because he was supposed to be blessing somebody, that way Yahweh can continue to bless your hand. Going on to chapter 15, though. Devarim, chapter 15, starting at verse 1. And it reads, at the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth ought, every creditor that lendeth ought unto his neighbors shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's release. So, he's talking about finances now. Every 7 years, debt wiped out. Right? Says verse 3. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again, but that which is thine with thy brother, thine hand shall release. Now, I found this real interesting. Verse 4. Save when there shall be no poor among you. For Yahweh shall greatly bless thee in the land which Yahweh your mighty one giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it. So when I read this, I'm sitting up there going, but one of the reasons that we broke is because we're not listening. If we would have listened, there was a possibility there would be no poor among us. You mean our finances, the financial frustration that blacks have is due in part to them not listening to the Most High? I mean, later on down the line, later on in this same chapter, Moshe going to say, look, there's going to be poor among you forever. And Yahushua echoed those same sentiments. Because basically, they know we ain't going to listen. So it's going to be poor among you forever. But just think about that. Everybody would have been sustained. Wouldn't be no need to leave the edge of your field. Because everybody will have the edge of a field where they will be sustained. I'm not saying everybody will be ballers. But the fatherless and the poor and the widow will be sustained. Because there wouldn't be no poor. Verse 4 again, he says, save when there shall be no poor among you. For Yahweh shall greatly bless thee in the land which Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh your mighty one, giveth thee for inheritance to possess it. Verse 5. Only, there you go, only if you carefully hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your mighty one, to observe to do all these commandments, which I command thee this day. For Yahweh, your mighty one, blesses thee as he promised thee, and you shall lend unto many nations, but you shall not borrow, and you shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren, within any of your gates, in any land which Yahweh your mighty one giveth thee, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother, but you shall open thy hand wide unto him, and shall surely lend, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his needs, and that which he wanteth. That definitely don't happen around here. That definitely don't happen around here. People beat your head in for $3. You owe me $3. You owe me $5. Want to take your life over $5. He says, verse 9. He says, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thy eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not, and he crieth unto Yahweh against thee, and it be sin unto thee. Thou shalt surely give him, and thy heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him. Because that for this thing, Yahweh, your mighty one, shall bless you in all your works and in all that you put up your hand to. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Yahushua quoted that. The poor you're going to have forever. He says, for the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore, I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thy hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land. Verse 12, excuse me. Verse 12, it says, and if thy brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock, and out of thy floor, and out of thy winepress, of that wherewith Yahweh, your mighty one, has blessed thee. Thou shalt give unto him So it ain't like these jobs. You know, you work for them X amount of years. You can do 15 years for them. They say 6 years. After 6 years, the seventh year, if they want to go, you provide for them. You can work for a job 15, 20 years, and they just let you go. Like, no. Won't even say thank you for the service. You leaving them empty. But not supposed to be like that. He says, verse 14 again. He says, thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock, and out of thy floor, and out of thy winepress. Of that wherewith Yahweh, your mighty one, has blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him. And you shall remember that you was a bondman in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh, your mighty one, redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this day, this thing to do today. Excuse me. It says, therefore, I command you this thing today. Verse 16. And it shall be, if he shall say unto thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loveth thee in thy house, because he is well with thee. Then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it in his ear unto the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. And also unto thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. And it shall not seem hard unto thee when thou sendest him away, free from thee. For he hath been worth a double hired servant to thee, and serving thee 6 years. And Yahweh, your mighty one, shall bless thee in all thou doest. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock, you shall sanctify unto Yahweh, your mighty one. Thou shalt do no work, but the firstlings of thy bullock, excuse me, thou shalt do no work with the firstlings of thy bullock, nor shear the firstlings of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it before Yahweh, your mighty one, year by year, in the place which Yahweh shall choose, you and your household, and if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind, or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it unto Yahweh, your mighty one. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as water. Family, within those three chapters, Abba can discuss some stuff with us. When we look at our community as a whole, specifically, these are one of the reasons, some of the reasons why things are the way they are. We hide the murderer. We hide the wrongdoer. We make excuses for the wrongdoer. We listen to the wrongdoers. We don't take care of each other. We don't want to give each other a nickel. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, because within each and every one of those chapters, Abba said, if you do these things, if you do right by one another, I'm going to bless the work of your hand. I'm going to bless whatever it is you do. Let's test him. Let's prove him. Let's prove him. Because that's all he's waiting for. That's why he put it out there. what do you say, somebody come talking about a strange God, I mean, a miracle comes out, a dreamer of dreams, or he tells you something, and then he tells you to go serve other gods. No, don't listen to him. Why? Yahweh is trying to prove you to see if you love him or not. But then he puts out there all these different things, and he says, if you do these things, I'm going to bless whatever it is you do. Okay, cool. Let's prove them. It says, sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth. If you don't believe them, prove them. See, because you can't say that you believe them if you ain't trying. So let's prove them. Take everything that was read today in conjunction with what my brother read last night. Put it all together. And let Abba let your mind go free. All right, family. Kind of short one today, but, you know, we do what Abba say do. You know, I'm just trying to be an obedient vessel. So, family, that ends this Torah portion. I mean, that's the whole portion of that ends Magnify Torah and Make it Honorable. I'm going to say a closing prayer. Blessed are you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abiyah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Father, thank you once again for allowing us to see the Shabbat. Thank you for setting this time apart for us, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to open our minds, open our hearts unto your word, Father. Father, whoever teaches today and is teaching your Torah portion, Father, open up their minds, open up their ears, fill them with your word. Let them dispense it, Father, that we all may be edified, Father. Father, continue to grow us, continue to prune us and take away that which isn't necessary, that which isn't profitable for you from us, Father. Once again, heal our daughter, Donasia. Heal anyone who is suffering physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, Father. Heal them according to your good will. Father, will we fall short? Strengthen us. When we need that advice, Father, allow us to hear you. Allow us to consult one another, Father. Allow us to be better sons and daughters. Show us our shortcomings and just continue to lead us and guide us, Father. By your Spirit, continue to allow us to hear your word and absorb it, and let it become part of us. In Yahushua's name, give you praise, glory, and honor, thanking you once again for this Shabbat. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Thank you.
небовека, вишином тондбанника, бити бастабан, бити такава бейтейка, влез такава дерех, у шахвиков умеха, у хсаптам ли от альедейка, вахаю ли то стапот бейней нейха, у хсаптам альмизозот, бейтейка, у виша алейка.
Know of a surety that thy seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years. In the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instruction.